We all experience relationship problems from time to time. Why is that? What impact can those problems have in our lives? And how can we deal with them? And how can Jesus help? All questions that I'll be asking experienced Christian counsellor, Bob Silberman. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're taking a look at relationships, your relationships, from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you grow in the most amazing way in your relationship with Jesus. Today again, we're really blessed to be joined on the program by Bob Silberman. Now, Bob's a clinical psychologist, a Christian counsellor, and he helps many, many people. A few weeks ago, I asked him what were the top five reasons that people came to him for counselling. These are the reasons he nominated: anxiety, depression, fear, relationship problems, and addiction. So, over the last few days, we've chatted together about the first three of those: anxiety, depression, and fear. And today, I'm really looking forward to today's subject, relationship problems. I can tell you, whenever we talk about relationships on the program, the phone runs hot and the website melts down, because it seems that this is one of the strongest felt needs that people have. We all have to deal with some difficult people. We all have to cope with the mistakes, the sins of others. We all have to deal with conflict. We all have relationships that could be better. And my hunch is that Bob and I could spend a month of Sundays talking about this one subject alone. We have just a few minutes today, so Bob, welcome again to the program.
Thank you.
Relationship problems. Where do we begin?
I'm not sure, but I guess we are relationship beings.
Yeah.
God has designed us that way. So when we're tiny, tiny babies, we're relating to our mums. And then slowly we begin to relate to the others around us, our dads, our brothers, our sisters, and the wider circle. So relationships are extremely important for our emotional health.
Yeah.
And I guess that's something that people are concerned about. We see it often in children in the playground.
Yep.
Very anxious, particularly little girls are anxious about relationships. The boys just have a fight on the football field. But the girls are very worried about relationships.
Are there any specific aspects of relationships that people are finding particularly difficult these days?
I believe it's got a lot to do with closeness to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing enormous pressures on relationships. A lot of relationships are under pressure in the home, in the workplace, in the community. Let's think about the home. The mum and dad are both working. Their lives are full of activities outside the home. Mm-hmm. They don't get as much time to spend time just basically relating to each other. The time away from the home means that they're not getting the time of relationship with their children.
Yeah.
Children yearn for that relationship.
So I guess we're all so busy, we're all doing work, we're all doing stuff, there are a million entertainment options, and the thing that suffers is the time that we used to spend just talking.
You probably remember grandparents saying we all stood around the piano and used to sing.
Yep.
We used to sit at the dinner table and talk to each other. I've observed that a lot of families sit in front of the television set and eat their dinner and never talk to each other. So the night is gone of even relating, or the weekend is involved with some kind of social activity or sport that takes them in different directions.
Why can't we see this coming? I mean, it is blindingly, glimpsingly obvious, isn't it? What's the matter with us that we're missing this?
It's got a lot to do with the pressures on us, I think, in society. That I've observed that parents now spend a lot of time running here, there and everywhere, taking children to lots of different activities.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had to make...
It was a long time ago, wasn't it, Bob?
It was a long time ago. But we had to make our own interest and activities.
Yeah.
But somehow or other now, parents are expected to create interest for their children.
Yeah.
But it fragments the family.
Okay, so how do you help them? I mean, it must be an absolute minefield.
It is, and a great number of people who come my way might be one partner of a relationship that's in trouble. I always want to get both together at some stage. So I might be referred a partner, maybe a wife or a husband, individually.
Mm-hmm.
But after two or three sessions, I want to bring the partner in. And then we work on the relationship together. It's very important for both to be involved, because if you just have one partner making a change about the way they think about the relationship, it won't work unless the other partner is on board.
Bit of a cliche, but it takes two to tango, right?
It does, it does. And it takes two to keep a relationship healthy. One of the issues that you probably know about, Bernie, and I certainly know about even in my own marriage, is the importance of communication.
Mm-hmm.
People have stopped talking to each other. And I'm not just talking about functional communication. Can you pick the kids up from the shops or the school?
Mm-hmm.
Can you buy some milk on your way home? Mm-hmm. Please don't forget to stop and do this or that.
Yeah.
What's happening is that people are not relating at that next level, which is the emotional level.
This is how I feel. This is what I'm experiencing.
Absolutely.
This is what I'm going through. What do you think?
Do you know I have to teach people that? When you're talking to each other, talk about how you're feeling. I was speaking to a couple this week who were looking at me in absolute amazement. What do you mean, talk about how you feel? We've never done that. And I said to them, let's begin. Let's do some exercises now.
Mm.
And at the end of the session, they said, we haven't talked to each other like that ever.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And of course, some people, I mean, I'm less a heart person. I'm more a go and do it, get it done. You know, I'm one of these type A action man type guys. And a lot of guys are like that. And we're less concerned about feelings, aren't we? We're kind of more concerned about who's going to win the football on the weekend or that sort of thing. So it's very easy, particularly for guys, to get into this trap of not talking.
The difference, I think, that's designed into us is males are very task-focused,
mm-hmm.
whereas females are much more relationship-focused. And so males often will focus on the task
mm-hmm.
and forget about the relationship.
Mm.
That's dangerous in terms of the relationship. The statistics tell us one in two marriages are failing. Mm. Isn't that sad?
It's terrible.
Terribly sad.
It's a real tragedy.
Yeah.
Someone's listening. They've got a relationship problem right now. There's a problem in a relationship at home or at work. What are the one or two most important things for them to do now?
Try to communicate that problem to their partner or to their child. Seek opportunities to rebuild the relationship.
You rebuild a relationship, because that's the hard bit, isn't it? You can try and communicate, but there's some fence mending, if you can call it that.
Absolutely. It's interesting to me in the clinical setting, we often get women who come and say, I'm trying to fix it up, but he doesn't seem interested.
Right.
I'm trying to fix it up, but my child says, oh, Mum, you're on it again.
What does she do?
Well, it's important if she first of all identifies the problem. Then I spend time trying to help her develop strategies for changing how the family operates
mm-hmm.
and changing how she communicates.
Mm.
Because some men will say, oh, she's always whining, and that's not helpful.
Dripping tap.
Yes. That's not helpful.
Well, it's fascinating. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking the last of the main reasons people come to see you, addictions. Give me a quick heads up. Where are we going with that?
Gosh, Bernie, that's a big subject. People seem to be addicted to all sorts of things. We can think of the obvious addictions like alcohol, which seems to be a huge problem in our society, to a lesser extent, drugs. But people can be addicted to television. They can be addicted to other activities.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
It's a pleasure.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh Devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.